For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. IU Bloomington was host recently to renowned anthropologist Adrienne Kepler of the Smithsonian Institution. During her visit, Kepler lectured about her four-decade quest to catalog the contents of the Holophusicon, the first popular natural history museum. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Kepler about her book, Holophusicon, the Leverian Museum, an 18th-century English institution of science, curiosity, and art.
Anthropologist Adrienne Kepler spent 40 years tracking down the collection of a little-known 18th-century London museum. You could call her an ethnographic detective.
Yes, I will accept that title.
Kepler is a curator at the Smithsonian Institution and a leading authority in the art and culture of the Pacific Islands. At IU Bloomington recently, she gave a public lecture on her four-decade quest to catalog the contents of the Holophusicon, the first popular natural history museum of science, curiosity, and art.
But where are all these specimens and objects today? What happened to the more than 7,000 lots that were sold at auction and dispersed around the world? Well, this has been part of my research for four decades.
Her four-decade search culminated in a coffee table-sized book with some 1,000 photos titled Holophusicon, the Leverian Museum. Leverian in the title refers to the museum's founder, English collector Ashton Lever. He called his collection Holophusicon from the Greek, meaning embracing the whole of nature. When Lever opened the Holophusicon in 1775, it offered a popular alternative to the British Museum, which catered mainly to aristocrats and scientists doing research.
And so it was probably the first important museum to which anyone could go. He did have a little charge, I think it was 2 and 6, and he opened it to anybody who was interested, scientists, children, jaded socialites, who all came to look at his very interesting materials that embraced all of nature.
The Holophusicon attracted visitors from around the world, including U.S. President John Adams and founding donor of the Smithsonian Institution, James Smithson. Among the museum's treasures was the largest collection of objects brought back by Captain Cook from his 3 Pacific voyages.
There were a number of important objects from Hawaii. There were a lot of feathered objects, which are very important in the status system in Hawaii. And so, you know, they're really wonderful pieces that have stood the test of time.
Pieces still used by anthropologists today. In the future, one of those anthropologists will be IU doctoral student Teresa Wilkins, who flew in from Florida to attend Dr. Kepler's lecture.
My whole life is kind of devoted to looking at the provenance of Cook pieces in particular. And so I'm a huge fan of Adrienne's.
Ultimately, Lever couldn't afford to operate the Holophusicon and closed it after 30 years. The collection was divided into 7,000 lots and sold at auction. Kepler's task was to find where the pieces had gone.
I think it is like a detective. You find a dead body, and then you say, well, where do I start?
She started by rounding up the auction catalogs. Crisscrossing the globe, she eventually turned up 12 of them.
And there's one in Australia, there's one in Vienna, there's one in the British Museum.
She knew that the collection had been auctioned off to 140 purchasers. She had to find out who the purchasers were, what items they bought, and even what the items were called.
Like, was this cup called a cup or was it called a paper stand, you know?
In her detective work, Kepler had an ally, a young 18th century artist named Sarah Stone. Stone had painted hundreds of watercolors of the museum's objects, all done in meticulous detail.
She was so precise that if, for example, an object had 17 points on it, you know, she usually did the 17 points.
Although Kepler's book on the Holophusicon is finished, her quest to find the still missing pieces continues.
Every museum I go to, I'm sort of looking for those things that have been illustrated and not yet found. It's one of those things that you'll never be done. The end will never be there.
I spoke with Adrienne Kepler, curator at the Smithsonian Institution and author of Holophusicon, the Leverian Museum, an 18th century English institution of science, curiosity, and art. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You can find out more about the Hall of Fusakon at our website, wfiu.org/arts.